Hello everybody and welcome back to the WTF1 podcast. Now before we begin, there was one comment, can't remember the username, who said that they didn't like my intro of "Hello everybody, welcome back to the WTF1 podcast." Well, I've just actually just done it, haven't I? Either way, there you go, that intro was for you. The more bland, beige, vanilla version. We do read the comments and sometimes comments hurt. Anyway, we're talking about Lewis Hamilton signing his, basically his eighth title. A one-year contract. Joining me in the podcast booth of the virtual world is Tom Bellingham, the WTF1 founder, and Katie, not Bellingham, Fairman, who is the WTF1 editor. And that's it, guys. That's the intro. No energy, no hype, because that one person hurt my feelings.
Wow. Not bitter at all.
I'm feeling very zen, though.
Yeah? Do you feel different coming into this podcast? Just a little less energy, just more vibes.
Yeah,
I miss the hype up though.
Yeah,
okay, well, you know, we can all blame Anonymous. Anyway, let's get on to the podcast, and of course the news is Lewis Hamilton finally signing his 2021 contract after what feels like about the same length of just pure negotiations. That joke is actually stolen from Alex Jakes on Twitter. But it took a long time, didn't it, for Lewis to finally say he's going to be racing in 2021. We kind of thought it was going to happen just purely from the banter that Mercedes was putting on social media. And I don't feel like they would have probably done that had the negotiations been on the brink of whether or not he will race. But let's begin. With @Matt_M_03, who asks, what are the details of Hamilton's contract that we know of? Passing over to Tom Bellingham, our contract correspondent over in Northampton.
Thank you, Matthew. Here in windy Northamptonshire. So Hamilton has signed a one-year contract, which I think maybe surprised a few people, not sure. The actual wording is, together we have decided to extend the sporting relationship for another season and to begin a longer term project to take the next step in our shared commitment to greater diversity within the sport, which basically translates to, and from what I understand is, yeah, they're Hamilton signing a one-year contract from the F1 side, but he's clearly committed, as he has been, obviously, all season, with his Hamilton commission, all that kind of thing, to create more diversity in the sport and help Mercedes with that. And that's potentially why the contract maybe has taken till the 8th of February, which is probably one of the latest we've ever seen a contract be announced, especially for a world champion.
Exactly. His contract for 2020 expired on the 31st of December at sort of 11:59 p.m. So of all this time,
he was technically unemployed for
literally, he's not been in contract for a couple of months. So it's certainly an unusual approach to take, and why so many of us have been talking about it. But the details, like Tommy said, is they're going to be continuing the sporting relationship, which is quite an unusual way to word that, and the further commitment to greater diversity and inclusion in motorsport. So as Tommy mentioned there, Hamilton, after we had the break with COVID, obviously global news was all of the stuff to do with the Black Lives Matter movement. Hamilton, a huge advocate for that, and used his platform to speak up on it. And coming back to the racing, he said that he wanted to start up Hamilton Commission to effectively encourage people from all backgrounds, not necessarily race, but gender as well. And he felt that it was an important thing for him to do as somebody who is such a heavy influence in Formula One, to encourage Formula One to be a more diverse sport, which I don't think any of us are upset or angry about. I would like F1 to be as diverse as possible. So both him and Mercedes are going to be continuously improving that work, both on and off the track. And he said, you know, Mercedes have been extremely supportive of my call to address this issue. And from the way that this statement has been worded, it sounds like Hamilton will continue with Mercedes, maybe not necessarily in a driver role, but maybe as an advisor or somebody on the board if he decides to retire at the end of 2021, which is a question that comes up later, I'm sure.
Indeed. We're very lucky to have such an influential champion as Lewis Hamilton, doing so much for the sport, and you know, for all the grief he gets for other parts of his life. I don't think, you know, enough people appreciate just how much work Lewis is putting in behind the scenes to make a difference and I guess leave a legacy as well within the sport, not just for world titles, but also changing the sport for the better. So, you know, I'm completely behind what Lewis wants to do. And, you know, whether that was just the case was kind of working out the fine details of how Mercedes is going to help Hamilton in his fight for diversity and so on. Then, you know, maybe that was it. Maybe it was logistics. Who knows? Because a lot of people were questioning whether it was money, whether it was the length of contract, whether it was all sorts of stuff. You know, veto on teammates, we'll get onto that. But yeah, it seems like it's definitely a long-standing relationship between Hamilton and Mercedes. But obviously the big part was the one-year contract, if we're looking at it from a sporting and, well, us as motorsport fans, it potentially looks at Hamilton not being a part of the sport after 21, so before the new regulations. Wardy1706 asks, is this the beginning of the end of Lewis's career? I mean, if it were me, I'd be asking, what else is there left for me to achieve? I reckon he'll buy a stake in the Mercedes team before he wraps up. I've seen it happen before with other drivers in other categories. Potentially, it's all speculation, isn't it, really? We can't look inside Hamilton's mind, unfortunately. You know, he said a few things about, you know, whether I'll be racing at all in some press conferences, which sparked a few rumours. I don't think, yeah, as we've mentioned, I don't think he'll turn his back on Formula One, because clearly he feels like he's got a lot more to achieve on the diversity and, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement and so on, that he wants to make a change that way. It's just whether or not, you know, he gets 8 world titles this year, which looks very likely. And then he's the greatest of all time. You know, wraps up before the new regulations, where potentially we could see a new front runner. For me, it makes the most sense if he does hang up his racing gloves and boots and puts on his change hat. You get what
yeah,
I mean.
I get what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the fact that he signed a 1-year deal shows he's definitely, it's something he's aware of. And we've mentioned it before on the podcast where even little things like him getting involved with Daniel Ricciardo doing a shoey or something shows his kind of lighter side, that he's maybe thinking more towards the end of his career and doing the things that he wanted to achieve in the sport, whether that's fun things like that or the more serious matters like we said of the increasing diversity, and he wants to obviously leave a legacy off track as well as on it. But at the same time, drivers don't really think like that. They're very different to, you know, we had this conversation with Grosjean about whether he'd want to race again. And, you know, they're hardwired. They want to achieve success. And Hamilton probably is not thinking, what else is there left for me to achieve? He's going to want to win loads of titles. And while it seems perfect that, you know, he gets title number 8 and it's a nice number that puts him statistically the greatest driver of all time, and then can retire, he has said on more than one occasion that he feels like he's in the best form of his life, which I think a lot of people would agree with. And he feels like he's only just getting started and doesn't really want to retire. So, yeah, I wouldn't say never. And in terms of him buying a stake in Mercedes, personally, I don't see him being involved. We've mentioned it earlier. I can see him involved as maybe an ambassador for Mercedes, and like we mentioned earlier, the Hamilton Commission, he's got his Extreme E project as well. Personally, I don't see him as the kind of person that would be sat on the pit wall as a team principal or something like that. I think it would very much be that side of the sport.
I think that's a fair comment. Although I think that a stake in Mercedes as a team is probably quite a sensible option for Hamilton. You know, he'll want to probably continue that Mercedes tie if he's going to be developing this diversity program with them. And we know, you know, how well Mercedes and Hamilton work in such good harmony, hence why they're so competitive as a package. The only issue with having a stake in the company is that at the moment, Toto Wolff has a third, Daimler, which is essentially Mercedes, own a third, and then at the end of 2020, Ineos, which was a sponsor that came on with Mercedes, they also have a third of the company. So somewhere in there, and I'm guessing it's probably more likely to be Toto's side of things, he's going to probably have to give up some of his stake in the company in order to keep Hamilton happy, if that's what Hamilton wants to do. But I mean, I don't think Mercedes are going to essentially drop off a cliff as soon as the new regulations come into play. So there's probably going to be some benefit in having those stakes. But like you say, maybe Lewis isn't interested in those kind of business side of things. And he will just want to stay on board as an advisor and sort of become maybe like a figure that Niki Lauda was to Mercedes. But I think, like Tommy said, drivers are a completely different breed to any of us. DC was talking about it and saying, you know, drivers are selfish. They think they're the best at everything. And I very much doubt that Hamilton will think, do you know what? You know, I've spent my whole life with the goal of racing in F1. I'm not going to bother anymore. Like, I think that he could possibly retire at the end of the season, but Hamilton's somebody that's got so many passions. Obviously racing being probably the main one, but like we mentioned, he's got his Extreme E team, he's into fashion, he's into music, he's doing songs with Christina Aguilera on the side, so there's plenty of things that he'd like to probably invest his time in more, but yeah, we'll see what happens.
I think it all comes down to whether or not, you know, and Tommy mentioned being in the form of his life, whether he actually feels like he still is in the form of his life and he can take on the very best and win. Because I think as long as he's got that, I think he'll race. We've already seen that he can juggle, you know, fashion, music, whatever. You know, he's been able to do that before. He's been able to go to fashion shows, then fly to Singapore and win. And, you know, there's all sorts of stuff that has proved that he can manage all of this stuff on his shoulders. So, it really does depend on how he feels within himself and whether, you know, he believes that he's achieved everything and how much he really cares about bowing out as the greatest or taking that risk of going into the new regulations and Mercedes not being the quickest. Because, you know, we've seen it with regulation changes, you know, when we thought Sebastian Vettel at this point would have 14 world titles. You know, we've discussed it before, and maybe not 14, but we've discussed it in podcasts before. We never thought that anyone else would win for quite some time. And then Vettel just didn't win anymore with Red Bull. So, yeah, it's an interesting one to think about. It depends how much, you know, how much Hamilton feels he can still achieve, because he is getting older and he's not going to be in the form of his life forever. But he certainly proved last season that he's still got it. Jack Dunstone 11 has just asked the simple question, which I'm going to ask both of you. Will Hamilton retire after this season? I think I'm leaning more towards no than yes, but I think yes is definitely still a possibility. So I'm going to say like maybe 70-30 no. Tommy.
I don't think he's going to retire, no.
Okay, percentage, go.
80.
80-20. Okay, ooh. Tommy, yeah, you've already said that. Katie?
I think Hamilton won't retire, no. And my percentage, I'll go in between. I'll say 75-25.
God, you're just playing it safe, aren't you? I love it. Right, cool. So there you go, Jack. Next question, Thomas Andrews 01. Could Lewis take a year out in 2022 to see where Mercedes are, then come back in 23 if they are still competitive? I don't think he would do that personally, especially at his age, to take a year out and then try and get back up to speed. I don't see that personally being a real factor or something he'll be assessing, really, because if his love for the sport is there, he's going to want to be the one leading the charge at Mercedes. And, you know, because it's not just down to the Mercedes engineers to make a quick car. It's also the drivers, as much as people seem to think that Lewis and Valtteri get in a car and it's immediately quick and they don't do anything to change the car and make it any quicker. That's not the case. There's clearly a reason for the fact Lewis has won in every single season he's ever raced in. So for me, I don't see that as being a possibility at all.
No, I agree. I think when he's gone, he's gone. He doesn't seem like the kind of person like Fernando Alonso who... left. Well, Alonso left because he mentioned it on our podcast that we had with him that he wanted to finish the World Endurance Championship, become a world champion, and races clashed. And he thought, you know, I'm not in a particularly great car. And now the opportunity's there for him to come back. Whereas, you know, Lewis Hamilton, it seems like, and especially as we've mentioned so much in this podcast already, has so many other interests that I think, when he decides to call it a day, I think that's it for him personally.
Yeah, I mean, that would just be George Russell's luck, wouldn't it? George, we're going to promote you up to Mercedes for 2022, and he thinks, oh, this is amazing, and then, oh, sorry, George, Lewis is actually coming back, he's changed his mind and you're going back to Williams. That would just be just nice. So George Russell, but yeah, I don't think that he's the kind of driver that would take a year out, evaluate what's going on. He's somebody that's so passionate about F1 and he'll want to be at the forefront of the next generation of F1, if you want to refer to those regulations as that. So I think it's a neat idea, but I can't see it happening.
I know you'd never say never with these sort of things, but there does seem to be this almost, maybe it's hope more than anything. Maybe people have sort of forgotten the last 7 years, but that Mercedes will just fall off a cliff as soon as the new regulations are. I know Red Bull did to a little bit, but at the end of the day, they changed them fairly significantly in 2017 and they still won the titles and stuff. I know it's a big rule change, but there are a lot of people acting like, oh, it's a bit of a risk. Maybe Mercedes might just completely fall off a cliff. It's one of those things, isn't it, where...
Well, they could, yeah. Because with how big the technical regulations are, the changes in them, we could easily see a risk in a certain thing, or one of the teams come up with a brilliant innovation, and like with Braun GP, for example. So there are miracle stories out there. So
Williams get an amazing car. George finally gets over to Mercedes, and then Williams get like the double diffuser or something, and do a Braun and win the Latifi, becomes world champion.
Imagine if that actually happens. That will be the most viral F1 clip ever that you've just said. But back to Hamilton potentially retiring. It's really weird. I'm like torn, because obviously I've said 70-30. I don't think he will retire, but I still think in my head that it's perfectly likely with a 1 year contract that he could. It genuinely depends on what his mindset is, because I think, as you said, Tommy, as soon as Lewis decides he's gone, he's gone. Yeah. Like, that's it. Like, as soon as he loses love for the sport, because I feel like some people might bring up the tweet that I put out earlier today about the fact that, you know, he's had the 1 year contract and it could be likely that he bows out as the greatest ever. It really does depend on what he wants to achieve. And it feels like he's more and more leaning towards making change than he is winning world titles. It feels like it's almost become like a thing that he'll just do because Mercedes are so good and Valtteri is Valtteri. it's a weird one, and I'm sure it's going to spark a lot of debate in the comments. So hopefully you guys will debate it nicely down in the comments section. Moving on to another thing which kind of came out with Damon Hill, of all the people, was the one that kind of leaked this on Twitter. Well, I say leaked, it was more like stirred the pot. About the teammate Vito. R. Shepherd 1433 says, do you think the rumours about his teammate Vito are true? And what are your thoughts on this? So Damon Hill came out and essentially said that Lewis Hamilton is allowed to veto his teammate, basically, which would assume that, you know, then that's the reason for the hold up in the negotiations and that sort of stuff. So what do I think it's true? I mean, it's happened before. I don't personally believe that was the reason for the holdup, nor do I think Lewis really would be that kind of driver personally. That's my thinking. I don't personally believe it's true, but yeah, it was certainly a bit of rumour and something to spark debate on social media.
Yeah, apparently it came from Japanese media or something, and people were there like, well, why would they know? Why would anyone know other than Mercedes? Like, where would this rumor have come from? It's just something to question it. Personally, I'm with you. I don't agree at all. And I don't really get where it's only in recent seasons that the narrative that Hamilton doesn't want a strong teammate or maybe has an easy teammate has come about because of Bottas. But at the end of the day, he's been paired with three world championship teammates in his career, and Hamilton didn't make Rosberg leave, did he? I mean, I guess he did technically, because Rosberg was absolutely burnt out by winning his title and said how tough it was to race against him, but it wasn't Hamilton going to Mercedes, look guys, you need to get rid of Rosberg, he's too quick, I need someone not as good. Do you know what I mean? So why suddenly this has become a thing where Bottas, they're keeping Bottas because it's the perfect harmony. It's not, I know we can question his results, and at the end of the day, while it may be boring for us fans that Bottas, we don't think is going to win the world title, at the end of the day for Mercedes, he finishes pretty much always second in the championship every year because the car's so good, gets them the World Drivers' Championship, and doesn't ever crash into Hamilton. like Rosberg and Hamilton had. So for them, it's the perfect situation. So why wouldn't they keep that? So yeah, I don't really get the. It seems like people so quick to jump on that and be like, oh, why, like Hamilton, why doesn't Hamilton want George Russell there and stuff? And it's not Mercedes' decision to make the sport more entertaining for us when that might just cause fireworks. And while we'd love that as F1 fans, it's not Mercedes' responsibility to do that, is it?
Totally. I think as well with social media nowadays, it's so easy to just put any kind of, oh, well, I heard this about the Hamilton contract, you know, and people will lap it up. But I think the rumours about...
Well, Damon Hill, of all people, though. I mean, it's not quite a George Russell Stan account saying it, is it? It's good old Damon. So,
yeah,
which you'd assume
F1
would
champion.
Have some kind of credibility to it. But clearly
True.
He was basing
Maybe
his
he was
sources
just bored.
Off...
Can't see some drama on the timeline.
Just so out of but... character that Damon Hill's just gone... Yeah, let's cause some
gone rogue.
Just
get the popcorn
cause chaos.
And press send. But yeah, I think Hamilton's not the kind of teammate that's going to make all these demands as to what teammate he's going to have. He obviously knows George Russell is an insanely quick young talent, and Hamilton's been that himself throughout his career. So I think the partnering of Hamilton and Bottas, like you said, is a very safe pairing. Although us as fans don't get the enjoyment out of seeing Hamilton normally always finishing first and Valtteri a safe second, Mercedes probably are not too bothered about what the fans really want as long as they're getting the results. And when you compare the pairing of Bottas and Hamilton to, I don't know, let's say Verstappen and Albon last year, when you look at the difference in results that they were achieving, it just shows like how perfect Mercedes have got it, in that there was never really any drama and they could just sort of let the lights go out, send them on their way, and 9 times out of 10 you're going to get a Mercedes 1-2 result. So they're probably quite happy to let that partnership carry on, and so is Hamilton.
Yeah, there's absolutely nothing to gain from changing it, and you know, we call for it because we're fans and we want to see excitement. And I think 2022 will be a very exciting time for the driver market again, depending on obviously what Hamilton does. But yeah, it makes no sense to change up the Bottas-Hamilton combo, because Bottas just looks like he's happy to be there, as much as every single year he comes out and says he's unlocked the secret. He
knows
exactly what he's got, the plan to beat Hamilton, and so on. You know, it's really like, you know, very tame in terms of really coming at Hamilton. I feel like Rosberg definitely got inside Hamilton's head a little bit, whereas Bottas, I don't think really ever has. I mean, you hear the post race interviews from Hamilton going, "Oh well, oh good on Bottas, he did a nice little move on me in turn one. I thought good on you." It's just like, geez.
Got him back two corners later, but yeah, still nice move.
Yeah, could he have any less respect for Bottas in terms of his actual ability to challenge for a championship? It's ridiculous. But
exactly.
But yeah, it's going to be very interesting indeed as we move towards some more driver transfers. What about Russell? Of course, we have mentioned George a little bit. POTUS 2007 asks, what does this mean for Russell's possible future in a Mercedes? Free seat in 2022, or do you think Hamilton will extend the contract one more season? Obviously, we've mentioned about Hamilton and whatnot, and it really does depend on what Hamilton does. It's going to be interesting as well what Mercedes do then. When Hamilton does hang up his racing boots, your Mercedes aren't going to go to Bottas as their number one. Not a chance. I think that's pretty much a unanimous yes from pretty much everybody, that Bottas, unfortunately, doesn't seem to have the minerals in order to carry a team to a championship. I'm sure he could win a championship in a Mercedes if Hamilton wasn't there, but he's not a number one. He doesn't have that, not only the mentality, because he has the speed in qualifying, but the mentality in the race doesn't seem to have the racecraft that you need to win a championship week in, week out. So, you know, do they go for George Russell? Do they go for Max Verstappen? You know, there's all kinds of possibilities out there. But George Russell is very much hanging on the coattails of what Hamilton does.
Yeah, I agree. I'm still adamant that there's absolutely no way they're ever putting Russell with Hamilton as a teammate partnership. It's all down to Hamilton retiring the day they put Russell in the car for me. They have played it very well, though, Mercedes, because in 2022... Hamilton, Bottas and Russell will all be out of a contract, so they can essentially plan exactly what they want to do. Because, yeah, it's not a case of, oh, Hamilton's out of contract, but Bottas is in a contract and Russell's still at Williams. They're all out of contract that year, so that's when it's going to get really interesting to see what they do. But, I mean, I said it this year, I still don't think they, like, well, I will 100% say they will never get rid of Lewis Hamilton as long as Hamilton wants to be there. There's absolutely no way. All these things about, oh, well, Russell got in the car in Bahrain and was really good. Why would they want to keep Hamilton? Hamilton's staying as long as he wants to at Mercedes, as far as I'm concerned. And it will all just depend on him going when Russell gets his chance, for me. But then again, if Hamilton stays 2-3 years, Russell must be thinking, you know, I've proved myself in the best car on the grid that I can win races. And I'm sat here in a Williams not being able to do anything.
I think we're jumping a little bit. I mean, obviously, Russell had a great Bahrain short weekend. But I'm always of the one to say, let's just remember that it was Bahrain short, which is...
Oh, yeah. By exactly me saying proved himself, I don't mean... The most technical, I don't mean that he proved himself of tracks, better than Hamilton. Like we said it before, I think Max Verstappen's response was perfect when all the journalists asked him, why would you have Lewis Hamilton? Because he's the one that, you know, we saw what happened in Turkey. That George is a good driver. He no doubt proved that he's got what it takes, and he is a good driver.
He's got the mentality to win.
I certainly didn't mean, oh yes, he's better than Lewis Hamilton because he nearly won one
just
race.
Covering that
yeah,
off,
that's
mate,
fine.
You know,
that's
just,
fine. Yeah, because all the comments will be that. But yeah, I still think it's on Hamilton when he decides to go, because why wouldn't they? He's in the form of his life. They've got this perfect partnership, and like you say before, there's no people discredit Hamilton being part of that team. I know he's not there with a spanner, you know, working on the car, but he is the driver that gives all the feedback and comes back to the car, and like you say, he works on that car. I don't think there's, while it's the change in regulations and no doubt the Mercedes are planning for it, it's not 100% a coincidence that when Hamilton moved there, they started becoming the dominant force and have still continued to dominate, because they're just the perfect team driver partnership in Formula One.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with Tommy there, and I don't want to literally sit here and repeat what he said, because I think what he said is spot on. But looking at Hamilton as a driver, you know, there's lots of drivers on that grid that if they were in that Mercedes, no doubt they could probably become a world champion, but it takes another caliber of driver to be somebody that can actually lead a team. You know, we've seen that with Hamilton, and no doubt I feel the same way about somebody like Max Verstappen or a Sebastian Vettel, but for me, somebody like Bottas just doesn't have that quality about him. You know, I'm not saying he's a terrible driver, because he's obviously got to be fairly decent to be able to be in that Mercedes seat and being kept there. But yeah, I think I don't see Hamilton and Russell being partnered together. I think that's probably not something that will happen, but it will all depend on who does what after 2022, and I'm so excited to see what the driver market happens for that year. There's even talks of people like Max Verstappen being linked with Mercedes, which
yes,
is a whole nother story, especially as one, he's under contract with Red Bull, so he'd have to break that contract off. And two, I mean, from Red Bull to Mercedes, that's like the ultimate betrayal, but I'm sure Drive to Survive are ready with their cameras to capture all the drama.
Is that the ultimate betrayal? I think there's more. I think there's worse.
What would you say is
ultimate? Ferrari to Mercedes, surely that's, I don't know.
What do you think about Russell? This kind of got mentioned before when there was talks that Russell was, again, it was rumours, but that he was questioning Helmut Marko wanted to buy Russell out his contract and get him in the Red Bull. If Hamilton signs a 2-year deal next year and they keep Bottas again, what do you do as George Russell? Do you stay put knowing you're going to get in the Mercedes and just...
Nah,
yeah,
go.
You'd
you
go,
go,
wouldn't
mate.
You?
You gotta go.
So it is tough for George, because he's essentially sat waiting in the worst car on the grid to join the best car and hoping that he joins the best car on the grid and just sat there waiting
forever.
And then how long does he wait? So, yeah.
Fair enough. He's, you know, waited around for a couple of seasons in the Williams and, you know, maybe the Mercedes, the crown jewels of the grid could be available to him. But no, I think if Hamilton stays on and there's no chance of Hamilton-Russell combo, which, Tommy, you've already written off, then, yeah, George has got to go to another front-running team like Red Bull, especially if they can, well, it depends if Verstappen then move. Who knows? It's going to be a very interesting, rumour-filled few years, I think, around then. But a quick question again. Unfunny Yenjen says, if for some reason George Russell couldn't take a seat after Hamilton retires, who do you think would? And obviously Verstappen's in the mix for that. I mean, it's anyone's game, isn't it, really? It's anyone who's really performing very well that can potentially lead a team.
Yeah, true. I've said it before. I think Verstappen, if George hadn't have had the opportunity in Bahrain, yes, it was Bahrain short, and it was only one race, but he's proved that he can do well. We had many discussions, didn't we, that if it keeps going on and Hamilton retires, yes, George is no doubt an amazing talent, but is it a risk to put him in the seat? And Verstappen is one of those drivers that not only he's proved himself as probably the best driver other than Hamilton in the sport, he's also arguably the biggest name in the sport after Hamilton now as well. And Mercedes are going to have to look at it from a marketing perspective. And while, yes, in our F1 bubble, we all know who George Russell is, I think a lot of people outside of Formula One that maybe just know a couple of drivers, he's not maybe particularly well-known name. So it's going to be really interesting to see what they do. And I'm not counting out Verstappen just yet. You never know.
Vettel to Mercedes?
I can't.
Well, he's now a Mercedes-powered team, isn't he?
That's why I brought it up. But, you know, yeah, I think it's huge amounts of speculation, which is always very exciting. But I mean, Verstappen is also a teammate ruiner, career ruiner. So, you know, maybe his driving style is so unique that the second driver only works for Daniel Ricciardo. But anyway, moving on. One final topic. Will Lewis win title number 8? Shifty 1776 says, is there any reason to believe Lewis won't win it all this year? No. Tommy.
In my notes, I've just written, no. That literally nothing else. Yeah, I can't see it. I know that there's been, oh, this could be Red Bull's year. Said it last year.
Every year.
Oh, because the calendar favours them and stuff. It's the same regulations as last year. They're probably going to be even more suited to Mercedes because no doubt some teams will start thinking about next season, so not going to develop as much. And you've got to think that on a normal calendar, that's where Mercedes thrive as well, on those tracks. So yeah, I can't see it happening, that anyone other than Hamilton winning the title, and I'm sure many agree.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the title decided sort of here and now, really. But I'm sure, aside from the title fight, obviously us fans want a juicy title fight, but hopefully there'll be other stories throughout the season that can be equally as entertaining. But yeah, I think this is probably Hamilton's 8th title in the bag.
We're just gonna have to wait.
Well, we've written that off.
We just gotta wait till 2022 when Williams get that boost and Latifi wins the title. Do you know what I mean? So we're just holding out.
And has a trophy made of Nutella
in the fridge. So,
yeah.
Nutella who puts Nutella in the fridge?
Do not agree. Bad. Anyway, yes. So please do watch Formula One this year, though.
Yes.
Because as much as we've written off the fact Lewis Hamilton's going to win the title, most likely, you know, anything can happen. And there's still going to be, we had amazing races last year.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure, again, we will have some that are bangers. It's just Formula One. There will be good races. And, you know, you never know. Lewis Hamilton might just not turn up for the first few like he has done in previous seasons. But he turned up for most of last year and that was very good. That's it, pretty much. Tommy, final thoughts?
Verstappen and George Russell, Mercedes 2024 lineup.
Wow. Okay, brilliant. we'll revisit this in 3 years. Katie?
My final thoughts was going to be don't put Nutella in the fridge, but that seems quite a rubbish one compared to Tommy's.
Well, look, you've done it now. Yeah. That's it. That's your final thought. And
what's your
it.
Final thought, Matt?
We're done. My final thought is...
Uno Revesque.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I was going to say something about Mick Schumacher being in Ferrari, but that's not really tied in with Lewis and what we've been speaking about for the last 35 minutes. But I think Lewis Hamilton will be gone in 2090. That's fine. We move on. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Make sure to give us a like, 5 stars, whatever it is. Give us a positive. Come on. Whatever platform you're on, you know the drill by now. And if you want to get in touch, ask any questions like the guys that have been featured this time, use the hashtag WTF1podcast. Check it out on Twitter and Instagram when we ask for your questions. Any suggestions as well, that time when's that we do, anything like that, you can always message us. We will see them, and also in the comments as well. That's it. Thank you so much to Tommy and to Katie, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
That time when Nicholas Latifi won the 2022 F1 World Championship for Williams.
Sing it.
Purely on a diet of Nutella.